Governor Rick Scott has signed four bills into law this year aimed at protecting victims of human trafficking and punishing offenders.
Here's what we've done. Here's what we've done the last few years. We've passed a variety of bills. Part of it is to fund the safe houses, you know, and really help build up the network to take care of these individuals. That's very important. We're also going after the perpetrators, and we're making the penalties harsher. The other is we're trying to create more awareness, so how you can get to, you know, where you can find services.
Jeanette Nunez is a legislator in the Florida House. She represents Southwest Miami-Dade County. She says that creating awareness is essential to stopping human trafficking.
I think a lot of people think this happens in third world countries. They don't realize it happens right in their very backyard.
For anti-human trafficking activists, the measures are a step in the right direction. Natalie Brown is the director of community relations and development at the Christie House, a local organization committed to ending child sex abuse.
Now that we've all recognized the problem, It's a complex problem and involves many layers. We're hoping that the resources will follow now that we've put tougher teeth into enforcement and we've recognized that they need services.
I'm Mark Stein in Miami.